Hi, I'm Damon Davis. This is One-on-One. I want to thank you for tuning in again to this program where each and every week we come to you to bring you my friends, leaders, titans of faith that have one idea, one strategy, one solution to shape your thinking, to allow you to do all that God has called you to do in this life. Amen? Today we're talking about the supernatural things of God. And we're here with Dr. Ronald L. Hamm. He's an apostle. He is a pastor. He's a friend of mine that I'm bringing into your home where we're talking about his new book, Destroying the Spirit of Limitations. Wow. Destroying the Spirit of Limitations. What does that mean? It means that today we're going to come out of our shell. We're going to push beyond the boundaries that's limiting our thought life, that's limiting our health, that's limiting our creativity, that's limiting that entrepreneur that's inside of you, that's limiting anything that is other than what God has in store for your future and for your now. Amen? So today is the day that we plug into Jesus. Today is the day that we get a hold of what He has for us. Today is the day we shatter all the barriers and the blockades and the walls that are between us and God's divine destiny. Amen? Don't go away. It's 28 minutes and 30 seconds of the most amazing journey with Jesus. We'll be right back right after this break, and then we're getting into this amazing show. Damon Davis back with you One-on-One. I'm here with Dr. Ronald L. Hamm, Apostle, Pastor, Dr. Hamm. Pleasure to have you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
It's an honor to have you on the program. I'm so excited about your book because all of us are looking for the answer to break free from the prison that sometimes holds us. It's a prison of our finances. Amen. It's a prison of our health. It's a prison of relationships, struggles. You know, so many people have, and my God, you couldn't have picked a better title, limitations.
Right.
Sometimes these limitations, they're placed on us, amen, by culture, by family, by our boss, by our spouse. Sometimes limitations are placed on us. Other times, we create the limitations by submitting ourselves to a thinking that is not the Father's thinking. Amen?
Amen.
I like your tagline in the book, developing a consciousness of unlimited potential. My God, how many of us are ready for unlimited potential? To me, that says greater than we're seeing now, greater than we're feeling now, greater than the life that we live has for us, but tapping into a supernatural, almighty source of power that is found in the heavenly places. Amen.
Amen.
Am I saying it right?
Yes, sir.
Let's get into this thing. Tell me about you first so that everyone watching can get an understanding of you. You're a mighty, mighty man of God. Tell me and the viewer a little bit about your background, and then let's get into this book.
Well, amen. Well, I'm a country boy from Montgomery, Alabama. I went into the military, so I spent over 20 years in the United States Army.
Wow, wow.
So I've had the opportunity to go around and see other cultures, and it gave me a perspective of the world rather than just my community.
Sure.
And so I just thank God for that opportunity to serve this great nation. And also as a preacher, as a minister, I grew up in church and always was around Jesus, you know, and so that kind of developed in me and a desire to want to see people's lives change. And
sure.
So that's where we are today.
Let me pause you there just quickly, if I may, and ask you, what have you seen out in the world? You know, here's an Alabama boy who became an army soldier, if you will.
Yes.
And you traveled.
Yes, sir.
Who's become a titan of faith, a father, obviously.
Yes.
Husband, a pastor, an apostle.
Yes.
Which means that you're planting stuff.
Yes.
Apostle, what do you see out there?
What I've seen is that people know God, but they don't quite understand the life that He has set us to live, that we have purpose, that we have destiny, and that we are the only creation that God said He created in His image.
Yeah.
And therefore, we don't wait to get back to heaven to experience the blessings of God, that we could have it right here on the earth. And mm-hmm. so I see a lot of people that are living defeated lives and being limited by their surroundings, and also by repetitious information they hear over and over mm-hmm. on the continent of Africa. They keep hearing, they can't do better. But right. it's the same God in Africa mm-hmm. that is in America.
Amen. 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 It is. The same power that exists in that God that we serve
Amen.
Is available for us, right?
Yes, sir.
In our home, in our jobs, in our health and relationships. Why then are we not experiencing what you write about in your book, which is an unlimited potential? Why instead are we living limited lives?
I titled the book, Destroying the Spirit of Limitation, because if you just break the spirit, then it can come back together. But if you destroy something, and you know, having a military mind, you got to destroy.
Wow.
And when you destroy, you can't put it back together. You know, I thought about in Daniel chapter 10, when Daniel had been praying for 21 days, and then the angel came to him, said, I heard you the first time
yeah.
at your word, but there was a limiting spirit that was limiting me from coming. Mm. The prince of Persia that was limiting me. And then when the archangel Michael came on his behalf, then he fought that enemy. And now God has come for your words.
Wow.
And so I believe that limitations are spirits.
Yeah.
And, you know, I believe that we are limited a lot by the way we think, as you said, by repetitious information we hear, by our experiences. And I grew up in Montgomery, Alabama, in a low income neighborhood. And so we never experienced in our neighborhood people that were advancing and people that were buying homes, people that were going to college and getting degrees.
Yeah.
But we can walk right out of our neighborhood and go into another neighborhood and see that people are prosperous. And so even at about 12 years old, I thought to myself, why can't I be like that? I'm not talking about what they have, but why can't I?
Yeah.
Why am I limited in my thinking? And it's because of some of the things that I heard,
yeah.
because of the culture that I grew up in.
But you're saying it's also a spirit.
Yes.
That there's an actual attack in a demonic realm.
Yes.
To limit us from achieving what God decreed in the womb, that we are in His likeness, created in His image.
Yes.
We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, which means that we have access to the throne.
Right.
And we should be living the kind of lives that the world sees and says, I want some of that.
Mm.
Versus the world looks at believers' lives. We don't have much to show sometimes.
Right.
We're broken down. We're broke.
Right.
Our relationships are on the skids. We're sick, diseased, or dying. There are people that have been praying mm-hmm. for God to show up. And they've been holding out. And their answer has been coming.
Right.
But that spirit has been standing in the way, has been causing them to succumb to what they're seeing today. And they have chosen to believe that what they're seeing is all that God's got for them. And here you are, sent to bring their answer today.
Amen.
All they had to do, praise God, was hold out. I would proclaim that today is a divine appointment for people right now on their timeline where the Master has brought a servant, a messenger, to bring to them an answer. And that's to help them reach their unlimited potential. Amen?
Amen.
Do you feel that?
I feel it. I feel it because, I sometimes people need encouragement.
Yeah.
Sometimes people need information in order to change their way of thinking. See, because the way the world thinks, God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. So if we begin to think the way God thinks,
yeah.
if we can get into our conscious mind every day, renew your mind every day.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy never takes a vacation. He's always there to keep you down because he knows that if you understand who you are and whose you are and the power that you have in being a child of God, that you can defeat him anytime.
Boy, isn't that the truth? And you know, so many people watching, they're in that place of defeat. And so many people are watching this program that are medicating or suffering because of some limitations in their body. Mm. He's got a lot of people right where he wants them.
Yes.
Defeated, discouraged. They've lost their dreams. But it's never too late, is it?
No.
I mean, no matter where people are right now, God can do something now, can he?
Amen. And that's where God works at now.
Now.
Our barriers is buying into the hype of the enemy, you know, that there is lack. There is no lack in God.
When I'm buying into the hype of the enemy, what is that?
Well, some people will say, you know, well, everybody is not supposed to be rich. Some people are going to be poor, but the Bible does not say you have to be one of them. It said that the poor will be with us always, but don't necessarily mean you have to be poor.
You have to
get the mindset that I am one of the ones that is going to go beyond my limitation. My family was poor, just like Gideon.
He said,
God, you couldn't be talking to me. My family is the lowest of the low, but God wants to take you beyond. You understand?
Got it. That's the world's thinking.
Yes. Yes.
You're talking about, we got to tap into God's thinking.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
What about relationships? Okay. That's a big one. Mm. There are a lot of people right now that were fighting last night. They fought this morning. And feel defeated. You feel like there's no hope. You're just in a relationship that's dead. Mm. The fire's gone. And you've been praying for God to show up. Is that a barrier that we have the ability to push beyond?
Yes, we have the ability. First of all, if the enemy can magnify, because sometimes when we counsel people, we ask, okay, just give me 10 good things about your mate. And they will give 10 good things. Now tell me 10 bad things. And usually they can't come up with 10 bad things, only one or two, but they will magnify the one or two. And that's the climate of the relationship. And so I think that when we stop looking at people to satisfy something in us that only God can satisfy, then we'll begin to get relationship. And also coming together, talking is good for when I met my wife, to know her background, know where she comes from.
Sure.
You know, when I grew up in a neighborhood that it wasn't a lot of advancement, but my wife grew up in a family where it was teaching them, you know, that you can have what you say you have. You know, you have what you said because you said what you have.
Yeah.
And I didn't grow up like that. And so our first home, I thought it was so hard to get a home. And my wife was like, well, we're going to go buy a house. Well, the credit was good and everything, but I still had this thing inside of me. It's hard to do because I never saw anybody do it.
Does that mindset?
That's a mindset, yes.
Limit you?
It
in other words,
because
you don't try as much?
Right. You have fear of going forward.
Wow.
Right. And God always says yes. Even if someone says no, God never said no.
Wow.
He will have a yes there for you. And so it was so easy to go and build a 5-bedroom home. And I'm sitting there saying, all of these years I've been limited in my thinking, and my thinking was not based on something I experienced. It was just based on my thoughts.
Wow. How many people are watching this program right now with limited thinking and don't even realize it?
There are many, and I believe that the enemy throws obstacles in our way, you know, kind of, and people are almost to their breakthrough and they give up because they're tired of going over the obstacles.
Wow.
But God never told us we had to go over it. He just said, speak to the mountain and the mountain will move.
Amen.
But most people try to go over it and try to go around it or whatever. But we have the power to speak to it and tell it to move out of our way.
We try to apply our logic. We try to apply our strategy, our thinking, the world's thinking.
Yes.
But you're saying that we have the authority, and we'll use your word, dominion, inside of us.
Right.
To speak to the thing and move it.
Yes.
Then what you're proposing is that we are living beneath our privileges.
Amen.
Why?
Because we choose to, our thinking. If we could change the thinking, the Word of God changes your thinking, then your thinking can change your expectation. Then your expectation will change your attitude. And then attitude will change your confession.
Ooh.
Then your confession now changes your performance.
Wow.
And then your performance changes your life.
That's a very systematic, simple path.
Yes.
To living a different life and seeing different results.
Yes.
Dr. Hamm, what is this book going to reveal to me?
Facts are not always the truth.
What do you mean?
You can have facts using sickness as an example.
Okay.
The doctor saying, you know, I see this on your liver, or you got cancer, or you have this disease. And that is a fact. okay? And you only have so long to live unless you do this. But the facts are not always the truth. God's word is true.
Wow.
By his stripes, I am healed. So I do have the disease. I can't say I don't.
Right.
But the truth is.
Because that's the fact.
That's the fact.
But,
the truth
but
is
the
I'm
truth
healed.
Is,
I'm healed.
I'm healed.
Yes.
So regardless of what we see, what we feel, that's not the truth. Those are the present facts.
Right.
But the truth is, that is only a temporary.
Amen.
Inconvenience.
Right.
Right? Compared to the greater glory, which is I am
Amen.
Healed
the truth
in Jesus'
is,
name.
Lazarus was dead.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is
mm-hmm.
that he's going to rise again. That he's just, well, Jesus said he's sleeping.
Yeah.
So even though they had the facts at that time, the disciple could have said, well, Jesus, it's too late. Well, actually, they did say it was too late. But Jesus said, no, it's not too late. He's sleeping.
Amen.
So the truth is he's going to live again.
The truth is nothing is too late.
Right.
When God is in it. Amen.
Amen.
The truth
Amen.
Is the marriage may be dead. The bank account might be empty. The job might be on the skids and anything else going on, including our health. The facts might be the facts,
right?
But the truth is God's power is greater than what we see.
Amen.
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 Your book talks about three things: relieving your past, releasing your present, resetting your mindset. Mm. We've talked a little bit about resetting our mindset. Let's talk about those other two R's.
Amen.
Relieving your past. Releasing your present. Break that down for us.
Relieving the past, I think that what hinders us, one of the limitations that we have from going into our future is the past, holding on to things that are in the past and really allowing that to keep us right where we are. And that's what people need to understand, that no matter how bad your life have been, whatever you've done, whatever you've been through, you have to let that go, because God is looking at who you are right now and the decision that you make right now.
Yeah. So a barrier is the past. We have to let go of the past and cling to the future.
Future, right.
That second one, releasing your present. Explain that.
Wherever you are today, don't stay there, because another thing that limits us is our present success.
Mm.
So we can be successful at something right now, today, and then never move on tomorrow.
You're speaking to somebody right now, because, you know, there's some people watching saying, I'm fine.
Yeah.
It's a good show. I'm being blessed, hearing the things of the Lord, but I'm glad I don't have that stuff going on in my world.
Hmm.
And praise God for where some of us are, that we've got it together, that we are at a place of success and security and stability and predictability. But my Lord, God's got another level.
Amen.
Why does God have another level? What's wrong with just being fine where we are?
Because he's always progressive. He always wants us to progress, to move to the next level. He has a plan for us. You know, you have a lot of people sleeping on a bridge right now that have degrees because they achieved that and they quit. You know,
Wow.
Or they feel the pressure, you know, of not being successful, the fear of failure, but also the fear of success, you know, and they never move forward. I think that a lot of times people get content. It's not enough to be content where you are.
So many people have stopped trying. They're failing by default because they're not even trying anymore.
Yes.
Today is a declaration that we're going to destroy a spirit of limitation over your life. I'm tired of you being limited. I'm tired of me being limited.
Yes.
I'm tired of the people around me being limited. And it is time to walk in the authority that God gave to us. Amen.
Amen.
And that begins with you receiving what's been spoken about today. It's possible, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is.
It's possible.
Yes.
What's it take?
I believe it takes being mad at the enemy.
Who?
Being mad at the devil. When you think back to all the opportunities you had that you didn't take, or all the barriers that have been placed before you that you didn't even attempt to speak to it.
Mm.
You've been trying to move over it and speak to it, or waiting for someone else to change. Change your thinking. And when you change your thinking, you will change your outcome.
Mad.
Amen.
Mad, tired of being kicked to the curb.
Yes.
Tired of having your rights denied. Amen.
Mm.
Tired of living beneath your privileges.
Yes.
That's some righteous indignation.
Yes.
That's some holy anger. Amen?
Amen.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Amen.
It's just about where we need to direct that anger. Where do we need to direct that firepower?
We need to direct it at the enemy. We need to have boldness. And I think that's one thing that's missing sometimes is to be bold, you know, to look the enemy in the face, you know, and speak to him and tell him to get out of my way. But sometimes I think also we spend too much time thinking about demons and the devil and giving him too much credit.
Yeah.
When all we have to do is open our mouth and speak.
Got it.
And cause things to shift and cause things to move.
It's a balance, isn't it?
Amen.
So sometimes it's just a matter of us. Right. Doing what we know to do.
Amen.
This is enlightening, and I believe that we are destroyed, the Bible says, for a lack of knowledge.
Right.
And I want people to get this I'm going to call it a resource guide, because it really speaks to the heart of the matter. You got it? I want something that's going to speak to the heart of my matter. I want something to speak to fear. You talked about it several times.
Yes.
And this is good. I believe it's in chapter five. How do I deal with fear? Amen. How do I release that present? How do I change my thinking and take on the thinking of the master so I can start, you know, aligning my steps with what the word says versus what the world says.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I mean, this is a resource guide.
Yes, sir.
I mean, this is the kind of thing I'd keep on my bedside table, and when I'm discouraged, pick it up. What's the word I have to say?
Yes.
When I'm beaten, pick it up. How do I overcome this feeling of being beaten? And when I have no feeling of power at all, but I need to be bold,
right.
It's going to give me the strength and courage to fight another day.
Yes.
Is that why you wrote this book?
I wrote it because sometimes you feel defeated.
Yeah.
But defeat is not in you. And so rather than having a feeling of defeat, it's like, whenever you get ready to go into a fight, you can't go in afraid. When the boxers go in, both think they're going to win.
That's right.
And so we know who wins. You know, we have victory in every situation, and that's how we have to attack it.
And it's a revolutionary mindset. What do you say to people who, they are so beaten up and beaten down, they can't see past here? What do you say to those people?
They have to get in position to see beyond your circumstance.
What do you mean?
Rather than looking natural, we walk in by faith and not by sight. I remember a commercial where there was a new car. And then in the commercial, the person that was seeing someone drive by with the car, they all of a sudden saw themselves sitting in the car. Now, even though they didn't have it physically, now I'm seeing myself there. And if God allows me to see it, that means that I could have it.
That's good.
You know, I wanted to go all over the world ministering the gospel. The military allowed me to do that.
Yeah.
Preaching in Europe and, you know, now in Africa and in South America,
wow.
You know. In other words, I can't be limited. There's something beyond the walls, that wall that's there. And if I never get up and go past that or imagine how it is there, I'll never go there. So I want to imagine God, there's greater. And sometimes we go to places that we've never been before. We have an idea what it looks like, you know. But when you get there, it's more beautiful than you could have imagined. But if you never got up to go, you never would see it.
Pastor, that's powerful.
Yes.
I just want to thank you for being here with me on this program. And I'd love to have you back.
Yes.
The Lord has brought a messenger here to bring to you something right now in your season. And what is that season? It's your season of harvest.
Amen.
It's your season of breakthrough. It's your season of destroying the yoke of the enemy. It's your season of destroying the spirit of limitation. It's your season of allowing God to unlock unlimited potential in your life. I just declare that God's got breakthrough power ready for you and your finances and your relationships and your body, but you gotta take a step. If you're ready for the barriers to be broken down, this book is a resource guide to tap into that unlimited potential that exists in you. There's an inventor watching right now. There's a musical artist watching, waiting to be birthed, unleashed on the world. There's an entrepreneur, a business owner. There's a pastor. There's a writer. There's something inside of you, different than the world sees, that's waiting to be unleashed upon the world.
Do you feel stuck? No matter what you do, you're constantly going in circles, as if your life has hit a brick wall.
as if your marriage, your career, your health, maybe your finances, they've come to a dead end? Does it seem like there's nowhere to go, no way to get out of where you are? But you know, there's something better, something greater, beyond what you see today. Well, I want you to know that you don't have to live limited any longer. I'm here to tell you that today is your day to bust through every limitation and to take your life to the next level. My guest today, Dr. Ronald Hamm, he's given us the answer that we need, the answer we're looking for, how to escape and let go of our past and how to experience our full potential. And that starts now. In this power-packed book, Destroying the Spirit of Limitation, you'll discover the principles and the power that you need to shatter the barriers between where you are today and how to achieve God's plan and His purpose for your life. This book is going to be your roadmap to developing a lifestyle of unlimited power and unlimited potential. I want to also equip you with my 3-part breakthrough CD series. In this dynamic teaching, we're going to help you discover how to increase and grow in your faith through the Word of God. And then you're going to learn how to walk through with speaking and declaring that the Word of God is the power and the source over your life. And the third teaching, well, get ready to learn how to walk in supernatural victory. I'm also going to include today's in-depth interview. For more than an hour, Dr. Hamm poured out of his heart his passion to see folks like you and me reach breakthrough over the barriers, over the hurdles, and live the life without limitation. I'm telling you, there is nothing like sitting under the authority of the anointing as it's flowing. And that's why I want to get you this full-length, uncut, behind-the-scenes interview. This is a 1-2 punch that'll set you on the path to overcome every obstacle, to remove every barrier, and to launch you into your greatest purpose and destiny possible. I want to encourage you to call today. I want to get these resources to you for your gift of only $25 or more. Now is your chance. Today is your day. Call now. Let me put these resources in your hands and help me continue to do the work that God's called me to do. This is freedom. This is victory. This is breakthrough. And all it takes from you right now is one simple call.
Thanks for joining us on our one-on-one broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.